nothing over me. This offering, it is mandatory for the couple to seek the knowledge, the better understanding of the deity continuously. Even if they are not outside and will not be invited for lecture, you need to know what Allah has prescribed concerning the contract you enter into, what you should and should not do in your marriage. Now, even though it's a responsibility on the couple, it lies more on the shoulders of the man because he is the head of the family. It is he who wants to dictate the rules. So he needs more than anybody else to know what the correct rules are. Especially when you remember that in our part of the world, all Islamic traditions are wrong. And they often improve on our wives, practices which often are by relations and family of the husband rather than the wife. So it's the duty of the man to know what is not his wife and defend his household against these traditions and cultural practices that are not taken in the past. It is not as if Islam is at war with traditional culture. Yes, what's acceptable in tradition will be good for. But whatever is in contrast with what cannot be described in tradition, I want to challenge our men that they should be the ones to protect their wives against such. Many a man knows the practice is wrong because he can stand up to his own people, his own religion. He leaves the wife unprotected to be back to them. For example, he does go out to make confession. And the priest, these concoctions that sometimes they have been prepared that people who have not had the quality of Iman. And some of the ingredients may be contrary to what Allah has given you. As the believer to continue. But because the man can't stand up to his people, it is the woman who is left to face them, that's free. And in the revision of duty, it is the woman to protect his life against her fire. Anything that is likely to be happy, we should be the one to protect her against it. Similarly, it is for the man to protect his wife against the undue threat that comes with what the world of today expects of the average woman. Allah the Almighty, who endowed men with what endowed them with, placed the responsibility of fending for the family on the shoulder of men. And of course, fulfilling that often requires their going out of the home to seek another place. He has allowed women, differences, as their place, their prime place is in the home. Their first office is their home. Their prime place of assignment, their physical, is the home. But by that way, having had much education, education that we see is only justified when a woman seeks a career to speak. We find that the Muslim woman today has been made to believe that she is not good enough if she seeks to be role assigned for her by Allah the Almighty for being a manager of men. A builder of the future generation of people. This is because of the implication of what is not Islamic from those special civilizations. Please, mind you, I'm not against women having education to whatever level. What I'm talking about is a situation where the enemy of Islam gets attacked by making us feel we are not good enough. So we find that a person has forgotten the position of man in Islam. To an extent where he feels as no more than what the rest of the world feels. All these duties they are carrying out for the man don't appear to him as the responsibility of hell. So, I challenge the King of Allah, I remind you of some of your responsibilities that have long been forgotten. So, compliment the way of the Prophet. Of course, there is no conflict in the Muslim world. The husband has issues that are to him, some of which you have just mentioned. The wife has duty assigned to her by Allah. It is the so-called modern ideology that says men and women are equal in all respects. It is this that fuels the role of the Muslim woman in the home as subjugated. Is that not used as the meaning for you to be referred to as a small housewife? As a matter of fact, it is very powerful one man. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have asked a woman, Allah to have a man? Do you have a husband? The woman says, yes, I do. The Prophet then asked her, how much do you obey me? How much do you obey your husband? She said, إِنِّي لَا أَلُوْهُ أَمْرًا أَفْحَلْ مَا أَسْتَفِيَ I don't have any issue with it. Whatever I can do, I do. Whatever I can do, I do. The Prophet says, أَنْ قُلِي أَيْنَ أَنْتِي مَاتِ يَقْلِي with respect to your husband. Mati yaqlil with respect to your husband. He wants to appreciate that her matrimony means more than just a place to harmonize and satisfy her bodily needs. He said, well, just that is it, but how is it? That's your husband, he is your gentleman, he is your husband. In other words, he is your gentleman with wisdom. This is why the Quran says, there is no limit to provision a woman and her husband, except one, he commands her to obey what Allah commands, or what the Messenger of Allah commands. In other words, if your husband says, I need to fulfill you with his house, for example, because you look foolish, tell him, this is the commandment of Allah. She might be going to collapse if I don't need, but he collapsed. But that is not the lesson to do. Naturally, we seek to convince him, but I am emphasizing that anything commanded by Allah or commanded by the Messenger of Allah on education, we must not need to open flesh to it. Because we know our duty to him by virtue of our knowledge of Allah, who makes the presence of him an education. So his life may not supersede that of Almighty Allah. However, if that is the one, the Lord is saying, the command of Allah, even if it is a mustahab to act, a super elevated act, God is enjoying that. You believe what is mustahab to feed your pleasure. Secondly, when a man commands his wife to do something for which she does not have capacity for, this is, these are the two important things when the Lord says, yes, you may disobey. Otherwise, you even beyond the expectation to obey me, because by doing you are saving the way for your sinner. I'm sorry, I know that. Okay, the weapon are there. The Prophet says, you must try your utmost to seek his happiness. So much to say, please, Allah the Almighty has promised not to raise about the younger head. The first among them is a woman whose husband passes the night. Okay? A woman whose husband passes the night in anger against his wife. Meaning she did not seek to seek his pleasure, to seek his forgiveness, to make him happy. She thinks, well, this is annoying. What does he feel? And it happens, you know about it. But I'm not saying, if marriage were not an act of ibadah, then why? There are so many men that we know who don't deserve to be dead. They don't deserve to be dead. That's the truth. There are men who are married to women, they are endowed in very respect, even spiritually. But just one thing that is the end of mind is this. Your marriage is a test for you. Remember the part you told me to look up. You told me that you are engaged to be tested. See your marriage as a test, similar to the test of Shaitan. When Allah endowed you, there is a marriage to God. But someone is considered more than him. If you have a PhD and the government is planning to get a third degree, and then you have better environment, then you come home and you say, ah, we're living in a life. You are not going to take care of me. But I think, remember this thing of the Prophet of Allah. It is easy for a woman to remember me if she has piety. And this is what the second thing, be the pious woman and your destiny. Thirdly, I'm finishing and letting you this, inshallah. To tell you how much Allah the Almighty expects the Muslim man to give a gift to the Prophet. Allah himself even worried for the Prophet. It is his right to worship. But he said the Prophet to tell you that Allah is going to bless him. And the Surah, the word of Hashem is in the beginning. It is about the life. We fast to worship Allah. Yet he says, if a woman wants to fast, other than giving her husband, or another religious fasting, when her husband says, I don't approve of it, she should do it. If she says, if she will take that fasting without the approval, she ends very well. You don't appreciate that marriage, as far as it is concerned, is a supreme act of worship. After that, the Prophet continues to warn you. Watch out for piety in the first one, the second one. The other part, sorry, I will have to round up here. My closing remark is this. One of our fathers said that both of them, the whole generation, who have been younger than younger than can see a massive shift in training. But in those days, our forces used to be trained for the matrimonial code. He said, today, we train our daughters for the wedding. Yes, as sure as it's a pretty thing, and people who are high intelligence, you understand each other. He further broke it down and said, we have daughters of high-class people who can hardly make up the future each other. Who can hardly make the future ever, the future of their husband. Yet, they are equipped with all they need to earn a good price with their children of their outcome. Then you begin to wonder, Why you change the priority? You are permanently offering to the world, you are documenting and concerned, and then touching the money back. When we arrive, it is not so much the form of this business. The challenge, when the answer, trying them for whose property, they feel they are a failure unless they succeed outside there. So I'm begging money, but nothing. Your doctor, who appreciates now, I wanted to be compared to you about it. Stop making them feel they are a failure unless they feel the area to the detriment of their name. Perhaps one of these priorities are placed where they belong. Our managers will be better for them. I regret I'm not the Almighty, but I have to round up here. The list I've been able to remind you and me. May Allah let them hear to better than anyone who ever planted. That is your advice, which our parents have not been prepared to accept. I beg Allah the Almighty to give you better than the full of them. That which you accept as a fact, which you are not able to put into practice yet, Allah puts our hearts to be able to see them. But I swear to Allah, the deen of Allah must not be compromised. Whatever has to be said, has to be said. It is not our will that should determine what is said in Islam. So, I said all that I said, not mindless of the standard. The environment, the society around you is not very perceptive of following this ideal. But if some have gone to the government, let them follow. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Ashallah, Alhamdulillah, wa asafiru 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 wa